All right, Brett Lather joins us. Let's talk about the Rough Riders returning to the rink. The Winter Classic is going to be joining, Saskatoon here at Merlis Belcher. First of all, Brett, how are you on skates? Did you ever consider a career in like hockey or what? Or is this kind of out of your comfort zone?
No, I definitely think I can get around a little bit out there. Grew up playing hockey, so that was kind of a bit of the idea for the game and combining the football with the hockey. So try to hold my own when I get out there on the ice.
Now, are goals still 1 point each for a goal, or is there like three or six or something like that? Is it kind of like football scoring at all, or is it pretty normal?
Yeah, there's no 3 points for putting it over the crossbar in this one, so you got to put it in the net.
Too bad, hey? Maybe next year we can make that a new rule. Well, who's coming with you? Because this is like a star-studded affair of celebrities and hockey players and other ex-riders and such too, hey?
Yeah, very thankful that each and every year so many different guys and girls from all over have wanted to participate. So obviously in prior years, having Chris and Ryan Getzlaff come, that was pretty awesome, and other NHL alumni. But this year, Chris will be back. We got Andy Fantuz coming in. Mike Sillinger is also coming. So long NHL career from him. Some current riders, myself, Mitch Pichton, Peter Gobber's a pretty big fan favorite up there for his skating abilities. So that's a few of the star players per se that are coming to play in the game.
Well, this is super exciting. I know you guys have done this before and back again this year. I also want to touch base. Joining us is Cindy Fuchs. You're the executive director with the Saskatoon Rough Rider Foundation. So money raised at this event, where does it go? What do you guys get to do with it?
Yeah, well, we really appreciate Brett's vision, but he also does a ton of work with other players in the school in the off season. So they deliver messages to kids all over the province on mental health and mental wellness. So that's where all the funds go, raised from this event. And Brett can tell you a little bit about how many miles he's traveled in this province, delivering messages to, you know, well over 25,000 kids in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been something when I first started, I never really would have expected it to be this rewarding. And we get to travel all over the place. I remember even the first year driving, I think it was 10 or 11 hours up to Creighton and Sandy Bay, and have done some fly-ins up north. And at this point, there's not really much of the province I haven't got to see. So very fortunate for that. And a number of players, especially new players this year, have been training. And, you know, we're just very thankful to have the opportunity to do something like this. We were all kids one day and remember how much it meant to us. And we get a lot of thank yous from, you know, teachers and students, but it goes both ways. They really brighten our day and make us feel a lot better about ourselves too. So it's a great program and something I look forward to each and every off season.
Very cool. Yeah, because Cindy, this is part of the Win With Wellness program that you guys have, correct?
That's right, yeah, and this is the third year. We've got a few extra new players, as Brett mentioned. He's training some of them. So it's been really fun for us to be able to bring our players into the school, but in an educational way. And the program is free, and you can just register your classroom, and it's aligned with curriculum, so it's a really easy sort of alignment for teachers.
Very cool. Okay, well, I'm in. I want to see this excitement,
yeah.
Everybody that's going down. When is it? How do I get tickets, Cindy?
So it's Saturday, puck drop at 1 o'clock, riderville.com/winterclassic, and there's tons of activities for kids on the concourse. Bring your family. Tickets are really inexpensive. Kids are free. There's lots of opportunities for autographs of these players. And Brett, the other two that he failed to mention, but I will mention them, is the two star coaches this year. Kean Schaefer-Baker will be coaching one team, and Ajoa Joe will be coaching the other team. So they'll be hanging out for the weekend as well. So if you want to, you know, wish Ajoa well in his NFL start, you can certainly come down and do that as well. And great hockey to be had.
Ah, well, this sounds fantastic. I know you also, because my son is in a U9 hockey team. There's like special team packs and everything. So lots of ways to get tickets and get autographs. This is going to be a fantastic weekend. Really appreciate you guys spending a few minutes telling us all about it. And best of luck this weekend, okay?
You bet. And, you know, thank you again to our sponsors. And our big one is McDougall Auctions. So thanks for having us.